From Builder Studios, this is Colors of Social Media, the podcast for budding digital marketers and small business owners who not only believe in digital marketing, but actually practice it. I'm your host, Enoch Robotboy Appiah Jr. This podcast is available on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. And if you are listening on Spotify, consider following this podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you love what you're hearing so far, do share it with your network. That's the only way to support me. Today, we are delving deep into the ever-evolving world of Meta apps, and who better to guide us than someone who both lives and breathes it professionally and entrepreneurially. Joining me is the one and only Setonam Seti Black OG. Now, just a bit about Seti. She's not just any Meta ad whiz. Not only is she the Meta Client Solution Manager at Entravision Ghana, where she helps brands unlock their full potential on the platform, but she's also a savvy entrepreneur who walks the walk herself. Seti doesn't just preach the Meta gospel, she lives it, you know, building and growing her own venture, Emisa, with the very tools she recommends. Now you might be thinking, sure, she talks the talk, but does she have the goods? Don't worry. Now during our conversation, Seti drops some serious knowledge bombs. Now get ready to scribble down notes as we explore the power of having an open mind in marketing, discover the game-changing advantage plus audience targeting in Meta Ads Manager, and most importantly, learn how to make your business objectives the North Star of every campaign you run. So buckle up, folks, because we are about to master the Meta Ad Dashboard with one and only Setonam Black OG. This is Colors of Social Media. I'm Enoch Robotboy Appiah Jr. Stay. Let's go. Okay, so Setonam, what do you expect from this episode?
I know it's going to be amazing. I'm hoping that listeners would learn a lot for themselves because I believe the our digital ecosystem is not really sophisticated. So as a Meta Client Solutions Manager working with Entravision and Meta, is one of my goals to ensure that people are more educated and they understand the power of the Meta Ads Manager and the things it can do for their businesses and for themselves. So yes, I hope that anybody who listens in today gets good education that they can apply immediately for themselves.
Awesome. So we are talking about the Meta Ad Dashboard, right? Seti, can you provide a brief overview of what the Meta Ad Dashboard is and its primary functions?
Okay, so just to add that, a lot of people still don't know that Meta belongs to, you know, Facebook. That was formerly Facebook. So Meta is more like the overall name. It includes Instagram, WhatsApp, Audience Network, all of those things, right? However, to answer your question, it's the Meta Ad Dashboard is a platform provided by Meta that enables advertisers like you, Enoch, like myself, to manage and analyze the advertising campaigns across all the various platforms, that is using Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and then the Audience Network. The primary function it does for you is to help you set up your ad campaigns, targeting specific demographics, even though like we are obviously moving away from specific targeting, but we'll talk about that moving forward. It also helps you to, you know, monitor your ad performance, metrics, and things like that, which is really very important because at the end of the day, as you're running your ads, you need to be able to have real-time data of how your campaign is doing. So the Meta Ad Dashboard, there's so much to it that so many people don't even understand that it can do for their campaign. However, in summary, like I've said, it helps you to manage your campaigns. It helps you to, you know, create ad campaigns. It helps you to target demographics. It helps you to also monitor your ad performance, basically.
Cool. So how does this dashboard, the Meta Ad Dashboard, fit into the broader landscape of digital advertising?
Okay, great. Very, very good question. So, you know, I want to talk about this from a traditional perspective into digital.
Sure.
In advertising, in the traditional perspective, the focus is getting eyeballs, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting people to see who you are, know who you are, and then at the end of the day, either convert, right? Mm-hmm. So in the digital times, I know you know of billboards, newspapers, etc. like that. When you come to the digital landscape where everybody now has a phone, has some access to data, in the internet. Now the eyeballs has shifted more from just looking at things from the physical, which includes the billboards, and now I'm bringing it to your mobile phone. So now all the eyeballs are coming over there. And so the meta advertising part of things provides that avenue for businesses or individuals to be able to, you know, present themselves to the eyeballs that are now coming on the mobile phone. So in terms of the broader, you know, digital advertising landscape, it provides an avenue for you to advertise to people, at the same time getting your product or your business heard. So to be able to do that, Meta has that platform. There are other competitions, obviously, but Meta has that ability to provide you the platform to be able to show yourself to other people. And what I really like about it is the fact that advertising is changing because before, using billboards are so expensive, and so you would find only big giants in the business space who be, you know, making, you know, how do you call it, the billboards and stuff.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, it's in dollars and it's expensive for us in Ghana some way somehow, but it's still easy to use because now with just like $5 or $10, which if you convert it to our currency, it shouldn't even get you to 500 cedis, right?
Yeah.
If you're able to, you can spend that and reach about 1,000 people in a day or even in a week or even more. So it's in the broad sense of advertising, it has really helped. In terms of digital, it makes it easier for you to enhance or, you know, reach more people or get your communication or your business across more, see more people and get heard by more people.
I mean, I use the Meta Ad Dashboard and I think this is one of the best overview and introduction of the dashboard. So I think you answered this question perfectly. Now, Seti, let's talk about user experience. What are some of the key features and functionalities of the Meta Ad Dashboard that advertisers find most useful? I believe, you know, talking from you being Meta Client Solutions Manager, from that perspective, you've interacted with a couple of advertisers. So probably they've told you certain features that they find useful. So what are some of these features?
Yeah, first off, there are so many useful tools, but I'll touch on the most important and pressing ones. So first and foremost is your ability to just create your ad, right? So it provides you the ad creation tools, basically. Mm-hmm. So that is in terms of creating and the ad, which is setting it up from the start to finish. And anybody who is listening here, who is a pro, understands that there are three phases. There's the campaign level, there's the ad set level, there's the ad level. So these tools help you to set up your campaigns properly, incorporating your creative elements, your ad formats, your targeting parameters and things like that. So that's one of the things. So it provides you with ad creation tools that makes it easier on you to be able to, set up the ad. The second thing would be the audience targeting, which is also extremely important because if you're trying to show your ad to people, it's very important to ask yourself, who am I showing this ad to?
Yeah.
Is it useful for them? Is it not useful for them? Gives you the option to be able to choose specifically who you want to reach. So the demographics, the interests, behaviors, you can go as far as custom audiences so that your ad is basically seen by the most relevant users. In as much as I talk about audience targeting this way, I mean, over time, Meta has evolved and we are leveraging machine learning and things like that. So now specific, you know, targeting is not as important as it used to be. Yeah. Why? Because now the platform has the ability to understand who will be the most relevant user for you. That's because intent changes, the way an individual behaves on the platform changes over time. And so if you focus so much on specific targets, you'll be missing out on people who would most likely have been attracted to your business. So yes, it provides audience targeting. However, it also has evolved over time, which has even provided a more better way of reaching the most relevant users for yourself outside of that. But I'm sure we'll touch on this in a more broader perspective as we move
definitely
forward.
Yeah, Seti, you know, our industry is all about measurements and KPIs, right? With every platform that we intend on buying media on. So for Meta Ad Dashboard, are there specific metrics or KPIs that advertisers should pay close attention to on the dashboard?
Yes, actually, I was even going to talk about the performance and analytics features that the Meta Dashboard also, you know, provides. But since you're asking, I'm still going to mention it. So, you know, you're running ads. That's the most beautiful things about digital marketing. It's not going to be based on assumption or going to be based on what we think works, but you have numbers backing it. So if your objective for a campaign is to reach people, more people, you are able to track the number of people that your advertising has been able to reach. So basically, that's what the performance analytics does. Now, to come down to your, I mean, to answer your question properly in terms of what are some of the analytics, is that what you asked? Some of the things, the performance that people should be looking out for, correct?
Specific metrics.
Exactly. So I would probably just go back into your thought processes even before you start the campaign. It's very important to ask yourself, why am I setting this campaign? What is the objective? So based on the objective that you choose, now you now can say, okay, based on the objective, it's going to inform the metrics I should be looking at. But usually what we find a lot of our clients, even my clients, or even a lot of people in the market, in the digital landscape do is, they haven't understood the objective they have chosen, and then they find themselves looking out for performances that are not in alignment with what they are, the objective that they choose. So I'll just give a more realistic example. So for example, I'm starting a campaign, and I know in my heart before I'm starting the campaign that I want sales at the end of the day, right? But I know I want sales. However, when I was running the campaign, I went and I chose awareness. And so, and I'm sure digital advertisers experience this with their clients a lot. So you went to choose awareness, and then you're getting so much reach but little sales. And now you come back and you're pissed at the fact that the campaign is not working. I'm not getting sales. It is happening because you were not very clear on the objective that you wanted to pursue, right? And so obviously, Meta will be giving you more reach. That's the number of people that you're supposed to reach. So I want us to make this clear right from the jump. Before you set up your campaign, you have to make a good analysis. And that's why one of the amazing things I think I learned working at Dentsu.
Cool.
Understanding what the objective is, and then now recognizing the metrics that you should be focusing on. Exactly. If my objective is to reach more people, or I want to create more awareness of my product, now let's double down to the type of metrics that you should be looking out for, because there are so many metrics, and I don't think I'll be able to probably follow. But if your core objective is, I want people to know about my business, so I want to create awareness, top of mind awareness of my product, one of the important things you should be looking out for is, if I want to reach more people, then I should be looking for the number of people I've reached. You shouldn't be focused on the number of likes on the post. Why? Because the likes is not equal. Exactly. The number of likes is not equal to the number of people who have been reached. And you know very well that there are people who see an ad and will definitely know what
like it. Yeah.
It doesn't take away that the ad is not working. So you should be focused on, how many people did this ad reach? Did it reach 500 people, 1,000 people, 1,500 people? Then you know that, okay, this ad did well because it reached so many people. And then you can compare it to subsequent ads that you'll be running. Now, the second thing you could be looking at is impression. That is the number of times the ad reached per person. So it's also very important, because the more time someone sees an ad, the more it stays top of mind to that person. So it's definitely an important thing to also
instill the message.
Exactly. Then there's also another thing I like to add on when I'm talking about the type of performance you should be looking at. Always make sure you have the core performance metrics you're looking at, and then the secondary performance metrics. Okay, so basically what I'm trying to say is, before you start your ad, make sure you understand what your objectives are. Based on the objectives you have chosen, it will inform the type of performance metrics you should be looking at. So be very clear on that. If you're trying to create awareness, your focus should be, how many people did I reach? Impressions, which is how many times did the ad reach per person, right? Also, I'd like us to also be able to divide it into two. So you have your primary objectives, you also have your primary performance metrics, and you also have your secondary performance metrics. Primary is going to be immediately tied to the objectives that you have chosen. However, there are other metrics that you could also look at to make a good analysis of the ad. So for example, even though your focus was to, create more awareness of your product, and so our primary or core objective or metrics you're looking at is obviously reach and impressions. You can go as far as LC and say, how many people liked it? How many people, you know, saved the post? How many people clicked to view my profile? You can also go as far as if you have maybe you added a link to the post, even though you were focused on awareness, you can check and see how many people actually click the link to the post. Exactly. Even though your objective is awareness, there are other secondary performance metrics that you could be looking at. And it's rather unfortunate, I can't go or delve so much into details of all the performance metrics. But what I'll say is, in the marketing scope of things, we know that in the customer journey, there's awareness, there's consideration, and then there's conversion. So maybe you should look at it from there. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to stay in the awareness level? Are you trying to stay in the consideration level? Or are you trying to convert? Meta on the ad dashboard, when you're trying to select or filter through your, what do you call it, the performance metrics, there's a part of it that even differentiates the different metrics and where they fall under. So there are some metrics that Meta will categorize it as more awareness type metrics to be looking at. There are some that will be in the consideration, that is, you know, traffic, lead ads, and things like that. And then there's conversions, which is more, you know, tied to the number of purchases, the number of ad to cards, and things like that. The performance metrics are endless, but if you understand your overall, you know, customer journey and different this thing is, it will be easier for you to tie the performance metrics that would make sense to the objective that you have chosen.
Let's talk about our customers, you know, targeting and audience insights.
Okay.
How does Meta Ad Dashboard help advertisers target specific audiences? And what tools are available for audience insights?
Okay, so audience insights, Meta definitely has amazing tools that would help. So if you want to do specific targeting, it has the ability for you to choose into details the audience demographics, the interest, which is also very interesting, because you might say you're looking for people who are interested in fashion. Maybe you are selling clothes, so you want people who are interested in fashion. So you're able to choose interests like that. You even can go as far as choosing the behaviors that they tend to, you know, display on the internet. So for example, somebody who likes fashion might probably like maybe listening to music or listen to a certain type of music, or probably because they love fashion, they will probably love jewelry as well. So you can, you know, you can expand based on one type of interest so that it suits the kind of people you're looking at. However, like I've already said, Meta has evolved. It's something that I really want to play in the minds of people, in as much as it provides this type of manual targeting. Meta is telling you that just let's go, we'll do the job for you. That's a new thing that we call
advantage. I like a quote, you know, one of your sessions that I joined, you gave this quote. It has always been at the back of my mind. Let's go and let Meta. So right now, yeah, we are letting go and you are letting Meta.
Meta do the work. Why? Because Meta owns the platform and they understand who you are and how your behavior changes over time. So maybe let me just give this easy example to make you understand. So if on the platform, right, the algorithm, you know, works based on or provides content you'd be interested in based on the attitude or the behavior that you display on the internet. Mm-hmm. So in a moment, I might be so interested in jewelry, but maybe the next moment I'm more focused on watching funny videos. In the next moment, I'm looking at inspirational videos, right? In all these three different interests that you find me in, it doesn't take away the fact that I might be interested in financial products. But in all the different interests that I have displayed, I didn't show anything that was interested in finance products. So if in all these changes of my behavior, if there's a financial institution that is running an ad and feels that I want to just focus on people who are interested in finance, they'll be losing out on someone like me. Why? Because they didn't add the detailed target, and what that causes is that it excludes me. However, since you are unable, based on time and changes, you're not able to change. You can't just go today, you choose finance tomorrow, quickly in the next 10 minutes, you go and say, hey, we have seen that the behavior is changing, so we are choosing to this part. You can't do that. But the machine learning has the ability to do that. So it's able to switch between different as and when they switch, right? And so if you allow Meta, or you let go and you let Meta, what you are doing is letting Meta find the people based on the different interest and behavior changes on the platform. So for example, the financial institution example that I give, they're running an ad, they choose the advantage plus, you know, targeting, and so they are not detailed targeting, they are not doing anything. They'll be able to find me in my display of interest in the changes between funny memes, the changes between fashion, the changes between this and that, and all of those things. Why? Because the machine learning is constantly, you know, understanding me and doing a lot of wonders for me. So for me, I would always, why do you want to spend so much money meeting people who might not be relevant to you, when you can actually allow Meta to do the work and then let your money work for you, actually meeting people that would do the real work for you? And I'm going to give you an example. I think even in the session that you attended, I gave that same example. I have a jewelry brand, and before, when I started, in my mind, I'm serving females, and so my focus were only females. I had a whole interest and behavior targeting put together, and I was, you know, doing my business. I mean, I was getting sales, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when I started working as a Meta client solutions manager, and after all the trainings, amazing trainings that Meta took us through, and I heard of Advantage Plus sales campaigns, oh my God, that was a game changer, because Advantage Plus campaigns doesn't allow you to, you know, detail target. And so it now included men. And then it wasn't skewed to only people who were interested in fashion and things like that.
Right.
My mind was so blown. My sales just doubled. I won't even say doubled. I can say it even over tripled, because the same Facebook I was trying to avoid, I was getting more people from Facebook purchasing. Why? Because now the campaign is meeting the right people on Facebook than before.
Right.
Now, realized that men actually were bigger spenders because they were buying the jewelry for their women. So for me, I always preach, yes, audience targeting is great, but you have to always make sure that when your audience targeting, you have to understand which platform you're using and how it works. For Meta, it has an amazing machine learning system, so you don't need to be doing so much work. Just let go and just let Meta. Simple.
Hello. So Seti, if I get you right, and with this explanation and just, you know, that wonderful example you just gave, you mean to tell me and the rest of the guys, you know, and ladies in the advertising industry, that audience research on Meta is sort of obsolete?
To be honest, yes, because like I said, the machine learning is working for you. Like I've met so many friends who are still struggling to leave the, you know, leave that analogy alone. It is great when you're trying to, you know, create a marketing audience or whatever for your brand. It is great. Keep doing that. But when you come to the platform Meta, please allow them the platform to work the way it best works so that your advertising spend is doing the work for you. So I don't know what you guys are going to be telling your clients and how you're going to be explaining. You can let them come to IntraVision. We will do all the work for you. But the truth is, Advantage Plus is the new... I've used it. So I'm not even just saying it because I'm a Meta client manager. I have used it for my personal business. And I have seen sales. Like, my stock just runs out so quickly. And it's been amazing for me.
And it works for all the stages of the customer journey, like awareness, consideration, and conversion. This Advantage
Plus. Yes, it works for all of it. However, I would give more props to the sales, the conversion campaign. Because conversion is when you're trying to, you want to focus on the people who would do things. So I think in further conversation, I'm sure we'll have this conversation, there's something called the pixel.
In fact, I'm just trying to get you to explain more, but I've actually experienced some. I've been seeing a lot of your ads because with me on Facebook and Instagram, I'm all about following links.
Mm-hmm.
I just click on links, read articles coming to my Facebook timelines and all that. So I've been getting a lot of your ads also because it's just telling me to move from Facebook to your website, and it's doing perfectly well. So I can actually attest to Advantage Plus working, but just that I will convert, but not now.
And which is absolutely fine.
Yeah, I keep on seeing it. So yeah, with different creatives too. So yeah, it's working. I mean, it's working. Whatever you are doing, keep on doing it.
Definitely. It's even though you haven't converted, I'm top of mind in when it comes to jewelry for you. So that's a good thing.
Exactly. So yeah, whenever someone wants to buy jewelry, Emisa, shop emisa.com is there. So I mean, it's working. Anyway, so let's talk about Meta Ad Dashboard playing with other platforms. Does it play well with other advertising tools or platforms? We are talking about integration and compatibility here.
When it comes to platforms, what I can say is there are a lot of partners Meta works with. So if you have a website or you have any, especially websites, for me, for example, I use WooCommerce, Wix, Shopify. And so sometimes when you want to type of integrations with Meta and then your website to make certain things seamless in terms of running your ads and things, it is there for you. You are able to do that easily. There are also CRMs that you can actually integrate, such that when somebody fills a form, there's an automatic message that they receive and things like that, which further enhances your ad and makes it perfect. There are also even for apps. So for example, there's the Facebook SDK where you can integrate the app with your Meta Ads Manager, such that you are easily tracking everything the person does on the app, such that when you are running certain ads, you can, so for example, somebody downloads the app, but they've not registered or they've not completed the processes. Because of where they left off, when you're running ads, you have the opportunity to set up ads that is specifically focused on people who didn't complete the registration. So it's not just that you're getting app downloads, like huge app downloads, but you're not getting people who are actually registering for the app. So all these little things makes your advertising further enhanced because of some of these partners that Meta has, from WooCommerce, Shopify, Facebook SDK, the CRMs and things like that. I can't obviously mention all, but there are so many partners you can integrate with to definitely make your ads successful.
Seti, let's talk about ad formats, right? I know Meta accepts videos and images. But right now, what I want to know is that, are there any recent additions or innovations on the Meta Ad Dashboard that we need to know, since you are coming from Meta?
I mean, Meta is always always changing, always sophisticating, or making the user experience always easy. But one thing I know for sure is in all of its evolving and changes, the core is the same. So for example, in ad formats, for example, the formats remain, most of it remains same. There's the story, there's the feed, there's audience network, there's most of them, you know, how do you call it? Most of them, you can use it for other placements as well. So there are placements and then there are the ad format. So for example, depending on the placements and the way the placement appears on the platform would inform the ad formats you should use or the dimensions that you should use to create that good user feel or experience for whoever is seeing your ad. So for example, one thing that makes me cringe all the time is when I see story campaigns in the feed dimension. It doesn't always give a really nice experience.
When you say story campaign in a feed dimension, what do you mean? I mean, I get it, but you know.
So for example, the feed is your timeline, basically. And so if you notice, the feed has a particular dimension. It could be 1x1 or the extended one. That one is 1x1. And so when you use 1x1 and I see the ad on my timeline, it looks like another post from somebody that I'm seeing. So most of the time, sometimes you might not even realize it is an ad, right? Yeah. It just seamlessly integrates with what I'm seeing on my timeline. Then there's also the story dimension, right? And you know that the story dimension has a more elongated...
Yeah, that is 9x16.
9x16, perfect. So with that, what we usually see people do is because they do not understand that every placement has a different dimension, they would usually just boost their post. And because they don't use the meta dashboard, they don't even know that the meta dashboard actually allows you to customize their post. So you can have one creative, but edit it to suit the different placement dimension to create a nicer feel. And trust me, you will wonder what I'm saying, but if you see an ad in a proper story dimension, either video or a static post, you can clearly see the difference. You would clearly, the experience is always, always different. And it always helps you in terms of the performance on your ad. So I'm not just saying it for a look and feel type of thing, but it also helps so that your ad performs way better. Since I started incorporating this for myself, I have seen how good it has been for me because it will be one post, but I'll always make sure that when I'm creating the content, I make space for story dimensions. You just put it in your mind that the most important ones, dimensions you need are the feed, which is a 1x1, and then the story dimension is the 9x7. And then you can edit it to suit all the different placements that it comes with. So for me, those are those are the main... Yes, those things usually do not change. The only thing that would change or could change is when Meta decides to add a new placement. And then depending on the placement they give, the view that it provides, it will determine the type of dimension we are going to be using for that. The only thing I think a lot of people do not know is what we call the audience network. I think it's very savvy people who run advertising like Enoch that know about audience network. But audience network is another type of placement that is outside of the Meta platform. So if you're playing a game and you stumble on an ad, that can be like a type of audience network placement type of ad. So a lot of people don't know this, so they just do boost post, and they miss out on the audience network. But if you're using the Meta dashboard, you do have access to extra placements like the audience network, so that your ads are not only running on in the Meta ecosystem, but you can also benefit from Meta's inventory outside of the Meta. Exactly.
All right. So if you want to get, you know, the inside scoop of this podcast, you know, the guests coming on, what they are going to talk about, I have a place just for that. I've created a WhatsApp channel to serve you with all of this. So if you're like me and, you know, who like to get premium content, you might consider following the WhatsApp channel. I'll share the link of this channel in the show notes. Okay, talking about Boost, Seti, in one sentence or in just briefly, tell me the clear difference between Boost, you know, boosting to promote your post and using the Meta Ad Dashboard to promote your post.
So you are asking the difference between the Boost and then the running it from the Meta Dashboard, correct?
Exactly. I mean, the benefit, is it beneficial?
Honestly, both are beneficial in its own right. One thing I love about Meta is when they are creating a product, they make sure that they are serving all the different types of people who use the platform. So when it comes to the people use, when I say the people, there are people who run their small business. They're not really, digital savvy. They're not marketing people. And so the Boost post is an easier, type of running an ad for them because they don't have to think about so many things. It's just an easy click Boost post and then it takes you through the different prompts. Then there's the Meta Ads Manager, which gives you extra, like so many other features that the Boost post obviously doesn't have. And it's usually for people who are more digital savvy, who are actually in the industry like yourself. And so those people would definitely benefit more from the different types of features and products that it offers. So they are both beneficial, if you ask me. The only difference is if you are using the Meta Dashboard, you have a lot more features to work with and to make your ad do better. But it also doesn't take away the fact that when you're also doing Boost Post, it works. So there's one interesting thing that I have found out, and this is not research directly from Meta, but it is just working in our market and understanding how the market works. So when you're running an ad, usually on the awareness level, and you're boosting posts, what we've seen happen over time with our clients is they realize that they get a lot more engagement and, they get to see their ads more when they are running and they are doing Boost posts. Well, but also that's also their budget is more focused on one placement and one platform. And so they tend to see a higher form of engagement. They tend to see a higher form of people following their page. But then when we start trying to move them into the Meta Ads Dashboard, which obviously has more placements available for them. And so the $2 budgets that they were just only focused on Instagram would obviously not do the same magic as sharing with all the different placements. They come and say, you lied to me, the ad is not working, da 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 da. So they want to obviously go back to Boost Post. But that's also because they don't understand that they are both different features, and then the Meta Dashboard is a more advanced one and obviously needs budgets, like a Nestle type of budget to it. Very my friend, but yeah. So they all serve. They all serve its purposes, but in terms of advanced, the Meta Dashboard obviously is more advanced and has more features than just Boost.
Now, talking about, small business owners, they actually form majority of my listeners.
Oh,
so
okay.
If like big organizations, they have creative agencies, they have their media agency who does all these wonderful work for them. Media will handle buying media. Creative will be doing their creatives. But then for a small business owner, clearly this person doesn't have the budget to go and work with a creative agency.
Exactly.
So I want to ask, are there like creative tools or features that this small business owner can use to enhance, the visual appeal and effectiveness of their ads?
Oh, yes. That
is provided by Meta, obviously.
Yes, they are creative tools. The only difference is it's not necessarily creating the flyer for you, that is, so to speak. Like there are some features that can allow you to make a static post into like a GIF. There are some features that can allow you to put multiple images together into a video. So just for example, you cannot create a video yourself. So instead of
Seti,
yes,
we are talking to small business owners. So let's talk about what is GIF.
So a GIF is more like an animated, what do you call it? Something that's animated, like in a video form, and but very short. So you see those, let me use maybe this, maybe a practical example, like those WhatsApp stickers that we send to each other with somebody like laughing or doing something funny. It's short and it's not a long video. That's a GIF. So you can have just one static post, and then but those tools are only available on the Meta Ad dashboard, which is a bit sophisticated for the small business. I don't know how they can leverage those tools. But aside advertising, I know that Instagram also provides that. So sometimes you can have a story, or you can have like a story post, and then Meta, they'll give you a recommendation to, you know, put together all those pictures and make it into a video. And then they've already given you a voice or a song to, you know,
go along with it.
Go along with it, exactly. And that can be easier on what do you call it, small business owners. There's also this thing where you can just choose a color of the background and then just write on it. And I see a lot of small businesses doing that, and it's working amazingly for them. So I mean, it's not as detailed as maybe a Canva would do for you, or an Adobe whatever would do for you, but it helps. Yes, it definitely helps. Because I know there are some businesses that they don't have time to be creating, you know, artworks and all. All they'll do is just put the background color of their brand, and they'll just use the font tools to write on it, and they are communicating, and it's working for them.
Let's talk about future developments. You work at Entravision as Meta Client Solutions Manager, so obviously, with all these updates, you guys get it before it transcends to us advertisers for us to use. So, are there any upcoming features or developments planned for the Meta Ad Dashboard that we can look forward to?
Obviously, always look forward to a better experience. I can't give specifics, but always look out for a better experience in ensuring your ad is doing the best, you know, or meeting the right people. An example is Meta introducing the Advantage Plus advertising, which is making everything much more easier. And I can foresee that there'll be a time where even setup of the campaign will be made easier than it already is becoming. So that's one thing, because Meta always focuses on efficiency and making sure that you are getting the best out of every dollar that you spend. I think one thing that is exciting for me that I'm really looking out for is Threads. I mean, the Threads had its buzz and it just went down. But from an advertising perspective, I'm looking forward to the advertising placements that Meta is going to introduce to it, and then would offer a more expanded placement outside of just Instagram and Facebook, but also to see what it would do for Threads, because the objective is always to have more eyeballs on different platforms. So that one is one thing I'm looking forward to, and I'm patiently excited about to share when it does, you know, come up.
It all depends on the number of people who use Threads, right?
Exactly. So it's something I'm really looking forward to and looking out.
Yeah. So I don't know if you will be able to give me like a concrete answer to this question that I'm about to ask, but I'll ask anyway. How does Meta stay ahead of industry trends and evolving advertisers' needs? You know, how do they do that? Do they have like a roundtable discussion with advertisers for them to have, you know, talk to them about what they need in their on the platforms or what?
Well, in terms of speaking to advertisers, I know there's not definitely a direct feel of they speaking to you, but they always usually run surveys on the platform. I don't know if you've come across any of those surveys where they're asking you questions about, you know, these things. There's also Meta trying to always understand who uses my platform and how can I create better experiences for them to take advantage of. And honestly, even outside of working with Meta, it's one of the things that I have found very amazing and interesting about Meta. Because if you remember how even Instagram started off with and how it has evolved to even benefit businesses, right now my Instagram account feels like an asset for me. If I lose that, if I lose that, I feel like I've lost my business some way, somehow. But before, when Instagram started, the two of us started using Instagram, we had no idea that businesses could use that as a storefront.
Nope.
So one thing I know for sure is this is how they stay ahead. They are always looking and listening, even when you're not speaking, and understanding your bigger changes on the platform. They realize that, oh, it looks like a lot of people are using this platform to promote their business. They are going to create tools for businesses to take advantage of. And it goes on and on until it changes. There are creators who also take advantage of the platform. So Meta always provides tools that will help creators, at the same time businesses. You also understand that a lot of people are taking advantage of the platform to run ads. And so they'll always create, you know, tools that will help. A recent one, driving more people to text you on WhatsApp. That's a way of understanding that, oh, it looks like people are more on WhatsApp. People want to chat with businesses more and more. The connection is deeper for them on WhatsApp than it is on maybe Messenger or in the Instagram DM. So they introduce that type of ad for, you know, there. So for that one, I think you should just brace yourself for changes constantly.
Yeah.
Because everything you do on the platform informs Meta of what's most important
to the users. Yeah. We are about winding down this conversation, but Seti, I will never let you go now until you provide some tips for advertisers. So I want to know, what advice would you give me and my colleagues looking to maximize their effectiveness using the Meta Ad Dashboard?
Great. The first tip I'm going to give you will not be directly related to digital advertising, but one of the things I've realized over working in this position is people not having an open mind about what the platform can do. So first and foremost, always have an open mind, because Meta is always changing. Don't be stuck on what you think works, but always be stuck on what the platform provides. So have an open mind. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, try and be open-minded to understand what the platform seeks to do for you. So tip one, always be open-minded. Tip two, I know we are talking about digital marketing, I know we are talking about advertising, but it's very important for you to start from the top and understanding what is your business objective. If you're working for a client, try and understand the client's business objective and try and double it down or translate it onto the platform. And then it makes your campaign and the communication of the results to whoever you are communicating it to make more sense to them. So step one, be open-minded. Step two, start from the top. What's the business objective? Because at the end of the day, there's so much, like, we want to make sales, we want to make money, we want to drive some revenue. So don't always just be thinking about the social things or the digital aspects of things, but always start from the top and then double it down. Maybe number three would be I'll say the ad format. I don't know why it's so important to me.
Ad formats and placements.
Exactly. I'm very big on that because it helps with the experience of whoever is seeing your ad. You don't want people just skipping your ad, right? The creative experience, the ad format, all those things are very important. Just ask the campaign objective and all of those things are important. The creative you're actually showing to the people you're trying to reach is also as important. So make sure that you are going according to the things that Meta requires to make it more effective for you. Also, I think those are the main I think those are the like really, really, really main things for me. Be open-minded, what was the second one?
Align business objectives with digital objectives.
Objectives, your ad formats, the is very important. And, you know, I think one tip that I would add, it might not be relative to maybe small businesses, but some way, somehow, it would. Pixels is such an important tool. If you have your business, mm-hmm. you have a website, mm-hmm. go and read about pixels and try and implement it for yourself. Pixels has done amazing for my business. And that is why, Enoch, you probably end up seeing my ads a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've ever gone onto my website, you would always see my ad because the pixel has shown that you are interested in something or it has shown that you are interested in the brand. Pixels is very, 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 very important. So I'll just add that final one. I obviously can't give the detailed explanation on here.
Of course.
Just go online, go onto YouTube, learn about it. If you have a website, try and implement that for yourself.
All right. Thank you for these tips. Now let's talk about user support and training, because I'm all about that. You can't just, you can't just push this dashboard to us and just leave us to our fate like that. So how does Meta support advertisers in using the ad dashboard, and are there training resources available?
Yes, there are training resources available. I'll start from the little ones because there are different levels to the support as well. If you're a small business, you use Meta for advertising. If you've signed up or your email is in any way connected to Meta, they usually send, emails on how to use different things. And so you should definitely be looking out for that. If they introduce new things, they usually would send emails on how that can, benefit you. Even on their website, you can find more information on there. So that's that side. Look out for these type of informations on your emails. However, outside of that, I would say if you want to do better with your advertising, just research. Like, go online. There are so many videos on YouTube. May I call university, because there's so much information. There's so much information there that you can tap into. Go on YouTube and research for so many things. But outside of that, you have experienced the ASP program in Ghana.
Yeah.
Meta introduced the ASP, authorized sales partner in Ghana, and Entravision works directly with Meta. We, provide a white glove, type of training and support for the clients that we work with. We have clients that we are very invested in what their business goals are and helping them translate it on the platform. If they face any issues, we also assist them. But mind you, this support is for, I'm sorry to, discriminate, but it's not for everybody. Oh. I'm sorry. We're sorry to discriminate, but it's not
way.
And so if you've heard it and you feel like you're interested, just make sure that your advertising spend is nice, small, then we can have a conversation. But aside that, Meta is available in terms of sending you emails and things like that for support.
Talking about this, support is not available for anybody or everybody. Can you share any success stories or examples of advertisers who have achieved notable results through the assistance of the ASP Pro?
Oh my God, we have so many success stories. I will talk about one or two. We worked with a digital, I think they were more like a university. And before they started working, they ran ads to just drive, awareness of the courses that they have to offer. But when they started working with us, like I mentioned, one of the important things we are focused on is trying to deep dive and understand what is important to you, right? So in our conversations, in our meetings, one of the things we realized that their focus is getting people to sign up for the courses. And so we went back, we realized that the ads you are running, they are great, but they are not going to convert. Why? Because you're just creating top of mind awareness and you will not be meeting the people who actually want to sign up today. So we went back into and switched up the strategy, and then we included lead generation campaigns. So including that, before, David didn't know anything about lead generation. But lead generation is, you know, ads that you are trying to drive people to register for your courses or for register for anything. So here's what we did. We, luckily for us, they had a website. We immediately encouraged them to install Metapixels. And what the Metapixel obviously does for you is to track the people who visit your website to maybe get more information. After we did that, we created events of the different stages people would fall on the website. So somebody can just come and then they'll click a button and do not complete registration. So we created different events of the different things people, somebody would just come and view the page. So after creating those events, now we were more focused on running lead generation campaigns, and then our conversion or focus was getting people to complete registration. And the result has been mind-blowing. We did this was a brand that was running ads, and their focus was likes, the number of likes they had per post. But since we switched it, now their focus is how many leads did we get from this campaign. And the reason why they love it so much is because it's directly tied to people paying for the course. And now they are seeing the increased revenue from that angle. And so now they don't talk to their digital campaign managers or their digital people asking them, we didn't get 10 likes, we didn't get 100 likes. They are more focused on how many we generate. And for me, that is a very fulfilling thing to see happen. So that's one. I think the second one would be, I think they are more of an e-commerce delivery type company. I can't mention names for obvious reasons.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But they had an app, which their focus was to drive app installs, right? And they knew about app install campaigns, but they didn't know how to go about the Facebook SDK integration. So understanding that, we helped them properly. And so instead of trying to create app installs by just driving them to the link of the app, we rather did the integration where there are different events of what's happening on the app. And they found out that now they were not just getting people installing the app, they were getting people install and use the app and purchase on the app. Because now the Facebook SDK, which works like the Pixel, is actually understanding who really wants the app, doing it to them. So they saw a massive increase in app installs and purchases on the app, and that for us was a huge success story. I think the last one would be another retail company, one of the brands that I worked on that I really loved. They were very traditional in their thinking when they think about advertising, or they think about social media or Meta. Their focus was just the number of videos, the views, and then the likes as well. Even though they had a website, they had no idea they would be running campaigns that would be giving them direct conversions. So we stepped in. It was a difficult battle to let them leave that mindset. That's why I keep saying be open-minded. The idea of, we are just focused on in-store purchases. We are just focused on in-store purchases. But we made them understand that, yes, even though you're focused on in-store purchases, it's very important to get people on your website to consider and also step. They might consider on the website, they might not purchase, but they'll walk into the shop and purchase. But at the same time, you also want it to be reaching people who would definitely purchase. So we made them understand that even though, yes, running a sales campaign would definitely be focusing on online sales, it also helps your in-store walk-ins. Because if I see something, it takes me to the website, I get more information about the product. And if I'm not ready to make the purchase, maybe because it's a very expensive thing, some people are tricky about paying things above, let's say, 1K online, I would definitely walk into the shop and, this is the picture I saw, I want this. Exactly. So, yeah. those are some of the success stories. And there are so many other, but these are the very few that I'm very proud of that we achieve.
All right. Seti, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, most welcome. I have to say, you know, before you go, I'm extremely proud of you for starting this podcast. I think a lot of people need to learn so much, and for you to be able to create a platform where different people with different perspectives and different knowledge come to share, for people to be able to learn from it. Keep up the good work. I can't wait for this podcast.
Let's recap some key takeaways here. Remember, an open mind is your best friend in marketing. Advantage Plus targeting is your new weapon of choice, and business objectives should be your guiding light in every campaign. Before I sign off, a huge thank you to Setona for sharing her expertise and insights. You can connect with her on LinkedIn by searching for Setona Irene Blackoji to learn more about her work and soak up some more meta wisdom. I will include her LinkedIn link in the show notes below. And listeners, don't forget to join the conversation. If you are listening from Spotify, don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. If you haven't followed up yet, please do. That's the only way you can support me. Oh, you can also support me by sharing this episode with your network. Remember, social media is a journey, not a destination. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep mastering those meta apps like a pro. Until next time, my name is Enoch Obopo Appiah Jr. This has been an Above the Colors of Social Media podcast. See you soon. This is Daddy.